When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get out of the shot.
Starting. All right. This is the Speaking Podcast with Jessica Gibson, Bill Spadia, and Jay Black.
Back.
Hey, guys. Jay Black is back. So happy Sunday. Thank you for joining us today. It's right now 12:30 on Sunday, probably 12:35 because I'm definitely going to join late.
Yeah.
I can just tell already. I know that'll happen.
I'll send you a Google Calendar so you'll
please?
Be there.
Yes. Oh, yes. Can you? And you know what? I need to know where to go.
And I'll give you like a 5-minute head start so that you can like know that's the time to turn on your computer.
And that's awesome.
You
yeah.
Thank
probably,
you. You should probably know I won't
See,
be.
Jessica gets it. It's been how long have we been doing events? I mean, 5 years now.
Super yeah. long. Yeah.
So she gets it that like I
you
got bad on timing.
Tell them way ahead of time. When
way ahead. But you're right. The Google Calendar. Like, that's how I organize my life.
Yeah. And
you know, I put everything in there.
Schedule time to get there. Schedule everything. What you're going to talk about.
Yeah. Sometimes I miss that.
You should know I won't be on the Facebook chat. I'll be on.
You're not?
No.
Wait,
not as,
what? Just
not as me. I'm one of my many dupe accounts. So when you see comments like, wow, Jay looks great. Or, wow,
by
you
the way,
Jay talk more.
You do look great.
Oh, I appreciate
and
that.
And you've lost weight.
Yeah, I'm down to about...
But you're... I'm sorry to interrupt you, but you were losing weight for a part in a movie.
Do you see him flexing for the camera?
He is.
He's like,
hold on
no
one second
different.
Here. I just... look at me. I'm yawning, everybody. What do you want from me?
Just point. It's
yeah,
point.
Right over
So, no, you went on a cruise and you lost weight. I think that's very rare.
Well, yeah, but I'm not there to have fun. Like, I think if in any way had fun and my wife called me up and could hear a smile in my voice, you know, like,
oh,
how was the day? I can't be like, oh, my
See,
God.
See, I think
fantastic.
Your wife would be happy. Jessica, don't you think? Like, I think that she'd be happy that, oh, my husband's enjoying himself.
While she's got three screaming kids at home. That is for the
Bill,
birds.
Most,
interesting.
Okay. That's the most contrarian thing you've ever said. My wife does not want me to be calling up going, oh, my God, today was amazing. We went to Belize. I did paragliding. Oh.
And you should be like, aren't you happy for me?
I was eating lobster while paragliding.
Yeah.
And there was literally no children around me. By the way, how was your day in New Jersey in March with three children? You can't bet.
All right. I see the point, but I don't agree.
I think she wants me to be happy in life, but not when I'm away from her.
I'm hoping that Chris is on Facebook right now listening to us. And Chris, I'm with you. I think you were happy for your husband. You're like, thank God the love of my life is having a great time in Belize. Without me eating lobster that we don't have to pay for. So all that money is being saved.
Bill, all
for
I
our
did
kids
was
future.
eat skinless chicken and walk in a
Clearly,
circle.
Clearly, because were you throwing up in between meals? My God.
Listen, I'm not allowed to talk
Sorry,
about
is that
it.
Insensitive? Sorry.
I may have. I may have contracted norovirus for diuretic purposes. By the way, the best part about being on the boat is they had this, like, I get the crew channels. So they had like one of these like safety videos that they made about the norovirus.
Really?
But it had to be made for people that don't speak English as like their first language, like, and coming from countries that might not have the germ theory of medicine. Mm-hmm. So like it had to be like, you know, the woman comes out and she's like, oh my God, I have terrible diarrhea. Anyway, time to go work on food prep. Pause the video. What did Sarah do wrong? And it's like,
wow.
So yeah. Jay gave up like all forms of social media. So instead, he replaces it with this.
I've been watching the...
That's a great point.
I have no social media. I have no news in my life. I have nothing. I'm just watching the norovirus video on repeat.
You know that was a great tease because I'm curious. I want to watch the norovirus video.
I'm going to tell
you
something.
Can we get a hold of it?
I'd
love to repost that.
You know what I could do? I could probably... I'll be on the boat in April. I'll videotape it on my phone.
At least a little bit, don't you think?
Yeah.
Is there some proprietary reason we couldn't share
I'm
that
sure
on
it would get me fired from Norwegian,
All
but
right,
it
let's
would
not
be
do
worth
that,
it.
Then.
Listen to me. It was the funniest thing I ever saw. It's like, Sarah pooped all over her hands. Should she wash them before making cheese for everybody?
Gross.
Yes, she should.
So
Ew.
You know what? When I was in the Marines, they told us that if you had a stomach issue, 24 hours after you were better, before you could touch food or serve food in the line... So I've always been super paranoid. I'm like, oh, you're 24 hours? Well, that's fine. We're almost there.
Yeah. I thought you were going to tell the soap story.
I'm grossed out by the soap story.
You shouldn't be. This is ridiculous that you are. This is a ridiculous thing.
There's no way. First of all, do you use the bar soap in a hotel? Like, I think most hotels now have.
Yes.
I use anything.
I thought that you.
It's like a face soap half the time.
Well, as long as it is complete, like in the box. But I want it in the box and in a plastic wrapper before I'll use it. So I'm like, somebody's touching that.
But you're saying that's why they wrap it again.
So here's what happened. Hilton made an announcement. We covered it on Chasing News a few days ago.
Right.
Meaning today, but not really on, what is today, Tuesday?
Don't try to do the time.
Not airing on Sunday. Yeah.
By the way, I'd love to
time travel in podcasts.
Bill, I'd love to write a time travel movie with you as the star because it would just be an hour and a half of you going, wait a second. So I started in 2019, but now I'm in 2154. So that means.
How did this happen?
Did you ever write a time travel movie?
Wouldn't you watch a time travel movie?
Yes.
I have one that I'm going to be writing for our company.
Time Traveler's
it's,
Wife.
Really? It's good. It's
are you? Wait a minute. Are you a fan of The Time Traveler's
Wife?
It's like
the best movie, yeah.
How about that? I have been talking about The Time Traveler's Wife. Rachel McAdams plays the wife.
Right.
And I forget, who's the guy?
Is it Johnny
Who plays
Depp?
The husband?
I thought it was like a Ryan Reynolds type of guy.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't think he's a big star. It's been a while. No, I had everyone watch it.
He comes back in the end. Oh my God, it's so heartbreaking.
He meets his kid. The kid's born after he dies.
Kid's
it's amazing after he dies. Think about that for a minute.
Okay, so how does he meet his kid? He goes to the future and meets his kid?
Well, he jumps forward.
Oh, I see.
See, I was thinking, though, the real sadness of the end is...
By the way, spoiler alert for 10-year-old movie Time Traveler's Wife. I don't want anybody on Facebook, you know, Facebook people. Hey, you ruined it, Bill.
You know what? Just watch The Time Traveler's Wife and we will do our next live broadcast reviewing it.
All right, I'll watch it.
It's a great movie. I love it.
And it's we'll know who the main actor is.
And we'll know by then.
Yeah. By the way.
We'll know by then. I'll probably know by now, but since I have traveled from Wednesday or Tuesday, I don't know.
Question, Bill. Is there any karate in it?
There's no karate.
I'm out.
I don't think so.
Say it. I only watch karate
There's
movies.
There's gunfire.
Yeah.
There's it's
a chick flick.
It is. Everyone makes
Is there any gratuitous?
Elizabeth, my daughter, the most.
Is there any gratuitous nudity?
My dad will watch like Bring It On and stuff with us.
Yeah, I watch Bring It On too, but
I've never watched
the
Bring It On
chick flick parts.
Elizabeth and I used to watch, what was the movie? Well, not the movie, the reality show in the hair salon or the nail salon in Jersey.
Blowout. Blow dry. Blow something.
Be careful. Oh, no.
There was one called Blowout.
All that.
Yeah, I think it was Blowout.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I think that was a long time ago. I can't remember the name of it. Something I know what you're talking about.
Like,
It was like Salon Gotti or something.
Yeah, it was great.
Salon Gotti?
Jerseylicious.
Jerseylicious?
Was that it? Jerseylicious.
Ew.
So the drama between the hairdressers and the salon and the people that would come in.
I'm surprised you could stand the screaming because that show has like constant like
fighting.
Half-fighting.
Yes. I found it very entertaining.
I don't know.
And Mob Wives.
Mob Wives?
Did you used to watch Mob Wives?
Yeah.
Great.
Soap. Back to the soap. This is a ridiculous thing.
It's not, though.
Crazy. You're in a lunatic.
First of all, Hilton is trying to do a PR stunt running up to National Hand Washing Day.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, there's a day for everything, which I hate.
Right.
Enough with the days.
The national days.
The national days. I hate it. I am not washing my hands on October 15th.
Okay. So
I'm just letting everybody know.
When Bill gets the norovirus.
I will also stay home on that day. So anyway... All right, I'll wash my hands. Maybe I'll use hand sanitizer.
Let's hope Sarah from the norovirus.
I'm grossing myself out now.
Let's hope Sarah from the norovirus video does not follow Bill's contrarian viewpoints.
Make sure I watch that before October 15th. All right. So anyway, they're recycling the used bar soap, and they're going to make new soap from the old soap.
So I find
it gross.
They were bragging about this?
Oh, it was a whole thing. It was a whole story on the news today.
They put it in a machine, presumably.
I don't know.
But they don't press it together.
What machine recycles soap?
They don't press it together like your grandmother did.
I don't know that.
Do know that.
I still do that.
Yeah, people do that.
You know how cheap I am, but it's our soap. Like, it's family soap. It's totally different.
No, it's not different at all. This is lunacy.
This reminds me of the pizza that they were accused of at Chuck E. Cheese. They were accused of putting pizza slices back together and reselling them.
Yeah. Really?
That was what's his name?
Did they ever determine that
Shane
happened?
Dawson. Yeah. The Shane Dawson video.
Did that happen?
It
was alleged?
It's a conspiracy theory, which I never believe. Just in general, I think that, listen, to keep that a conspiracy, here's what you would need. Chuck E. Cheese employees mm-hmm. buying into the Chuck E. Cheese ethos and never speaking about it.
See, but
right,
but maybe ooh. That one pizza he was served. Well, guy was once. Like, let me just do that.
I just moved your camera.
It happening once does not a conspiracy make. It's like this idea that, like these
my
people,
first camera and you're
I'm sorry. Yeah. How's that? That's better.
These people being paid minimum wage to like, you know, pick out which bubble gum you want with the Chuck E. Cheese tickets are not going to be like, listen, I signed an NDA. There's no way I'm going to violate this. Yeah. I mean, come on.
You're saying it didn't happen.
I'm saying
how would that work? What do you mean putting it back together? Like after a bite?
So like if you eat a pizza and you like you only eat like four slices, there's four slices left, and then another couple doesn't even, and then they just put it together.
I do that at home.
Yeah, like you order pizza for kids, and they only eat like one slice, or you eat like 10, you get like a couple pizzas on the table, and then they fit together the extra slices.
Here's the thing.
Wait a minute. That means
so parents just leave uneaten pizzas.
It again. This needs to move. This is a bad spot.
That's all right.
But what it also means is
no one wants to look at me.
If you're buying, you're the only one they want to look at. Are you ridiculous? nobody, Jessica, is going like,
I don't
hey,
have my,
stop switching
have
to Jessica. Show more of Jay and Bill's vest. Right. No
it
one is saying that.
Weird I love seeing yeah. Bill without the hat on at the radio station. I feel like you usually have
I know.
Hat
I usually
on.
Have the hat. I took the hat off today.
Yeah, well, you just.
I don't know why.
Was it today National no Hat reason. Day? And you're like.
It was like promote hat day. And I'm like, I'm done. I'm out. I'm out with the hat.
I just got to say, Bill. Soap is clean in and of itself. Soap is clean. That like that's
I don't
why
think that's
you,
true.
That's why you put soap on your hands to make them not dirty.
All right, if you're staying at someone's house,
yeah,
and you take a shower,
yeah, uh-huh.
Do you use a soap?
You don't use their bar of soap.
Of course you do.
Thank you.
That's disgusting.
Thank you. Of course not.
Right, unless they give you
I
another
mean,
soap.
How close would you have to be to use someone's soap? Like you'd use your husband or wife's soap.
No, yeah, literally
you
anybody.
You have their like.
You would.
It's soap Jay, is clean.
Jay comes to your house and probably uses your toothbrush. He's like, yeah thank
he's
you.
He's kind of earthy like
I
that.
I needed to brush my teeth.
Listen to me. I probably
had some spinach
I
in there.
I throw my toothbrush away like every 30 days.
Yeah. Right. Just in case someone might come in and feel comfortable, use my bar of soap and my toothbrush.
Well, so if you say,
you know what, Jay, if you're, let me tell you something. All of a sudden, now I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had talked about doing a podcast dinner that I was going to have at my house. Mm-hmm. And now I'm thinking I just got to just.
Well, if I listen.
Hide the soap or
if there's
put out new soap and then throw away the soap afterwards.
Get the soap and the body wash soap, not the regular
the body
bar.
Wash.
Yeah.
If there's a reason for me to take a shower during a dinner podcast, I think the
well,
bigger issue
point.
Would be, oh, Bill, I'm sweating
that's
so much. I gotta go grab a shower.
I'd like to say that would never happen, but I'm not quite sure.
Yeah.
Anything can happen.
Who am I? Tom Cruise in Top Gun?
So
I just got back from playing gay beach volleyball with Val Kilmer.
More like Colton Underwood in The Bachelor.
Who?
See, I don't watch
you guys don't watch The Bachelor?
No, who's Colton
the
Underwood?
The poor Bachelor is like showering in every scene. It's obnoxious.
Why? Because he's like good looking.
Wait, how many
people
girls? Like it's like 20 girls and one guy?
Yeah, it's
how's
like 20, 30 girls, and then he narrows it down to one.
Bill, I've written some fan fiction about how that might work. I'll share it with you later.
Yeah, they all
20
have to
girls,
date the
one
same
guy. Novella
yeah,
that I wrote.
It's not going the same way as The Bachelor goes.
It's actually, I'm selling it on Amazon for $1.99. Check it out.
So, where were we? We started with soap.
Well, no, I just.
Well, no, it's a good question, though, and I'd like to know what you think.
Yes, America.
Like, are you, you know, would you use this bar of soap if you stay over someone's house? Would it depend? I got to say, that's a big no. Now, that said, because of the little soap they give at hotels, I would always grab the unwrapped one and take it with me. If I'm traveling and staying in someone's house, bringing my own soap.
The idea of a hotel just cutting them up and serving to you them again, even if you make it look new, like now I know.
See, now you know.
Now it's in my head.
But so what do you think
exactly.
happens?
It's recycled
soap. Do you think the germs live on the soap? Is that
I may
what
be
you
done
think?
With hotels. I may be done with hotels
what,
after this
by the
conversation.
Way,
I'm out.
At the hotel, you know what you got to worry about a lot more than the soap?
No, don't.
Literally
don't
everything else in the hotel. The soap is probably, even if they recycle, even if they just left the soap from the last customer, oh, it's
so
probably
gross.
Cleaner than the cover on the bed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The bed spreads are gross.
The bedspread right now.
Why don't they wash them? Or do they?
Well, because it's expensive. I'm sure they don't. I am 100% positive.
Really? I don't know.
Those things, they are the same spread that they gave to the American Indians when they showed up with the syphilis and the cholera on
this it. Is not, we're not, Hilton is not a sponsor.
Well, and probably not now, but it would ever be.
I think, but we should have a hotel sponsor.
I think
so
we should.
So I want to have the sponsor of a hotel that can tell us they wash the bedspreads.
Okay. And you know what? I want Hilton to reach out to me. I'll do a commercial. I'll use your recycled soap.
I'll use your recycled
soap. Jay Black says recycled soap works as fine as any other.
But seriously, when you're staying over someone's house, like maybe even with relatives, right?
I would never.
Do you use the soap?
Yeah, 100%.
If
they give me new soap because they're weirdos and they're like, listen, we don't want your body touching my soap.
That is really disgusting.
Hold on a minute. We do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's always a new bar of soap in the shower. Yeah. We have people.
But listen to me. I've gotten onto boats. So the comedians, right, all share. We have the same comedian quarters.
Share one block of soap.
Well, so we need to get our.
Communal soap.
We need to bring our own soap. So I always do.
Of course.
But if I go in and the guy before me left his soap, I'll use that soap.
Yeah. Wait, hold on a minute. Hold on, Jay. So do you like buy a new bar of soap and bring it?
Or do you grab
it out of the shower, like the half used soap that's got the cracks in it?
I body gel the body gel soap that I bring.
Millennials are killing barred soap.
Yeah. Thanks, millennials.
Another thing millennials are killing.
That's right.
God, it's enough. That's why we renamed the podcast.
But if I walk in and there's... the millennials killed podcasts.
They killed speaking about millennials.
They weren't listening. They were too busy eating avocado toast to listen to a podcast about
that
them.
That was the whole conversation. It was a conversation of our sponsors and people saying, well, you know, it's too narrow an audience.
Right. Mm. It's but only the biggest generation currently going.
Right, because I kind of feel like management missed that.
Yeah.
Mm. And then, you know... Anyway,
well, you know,
speaking podcast.
Well, no one knows how to spell millennial, so
good point. Yeah. Millennials don't know how to spell.
Yeah, well, you know,
really don't.
Our old podcast, Speaking Greatest Generation, we were losing customers left and right. We'd always talk about like, wow, the 1940s were great, weren't they?
So I almost think that's a segue, but it's not. But I'm going to jump anyway. Man spreading.
Oh yeah,
man spreading. So Jessica, what happened?
Oh, now
this
I feel
a
like
weird
a...
story.
Okay. So I'm listening to my podcast and I'm riding on the train in the morning and the very first car in the very first seat, they have one really squished together pair of four seats that face each other and then one really spread apart. So the one where they're squished together because everyone else on the train is sitting the same
direction.
And
this is the subway in Philly.
Yes. This man comes and says, oh, can I sit with you too? And so usually there's only two guys and they like catty corner each other, sit together. No one else interrupts them.
Because there's no real
leg room. They'll stand if they have to. There's absolutely no leg room for like four people to fit into this chair. So he not only says, I'm going to sit here, he straddles my crossed legs. So it's like his leg, my two legs, and then his other leg. And he sits down. And he's very comfortable the whole ride there.
So almost like his leg was over top of your legs.
So I was shocked when he was like
he crossed his leg over your leg.
Yeah.
If I can get this straight.
Who does that?
Like, if this was you, I would sit
I'm sitting.
My legs like this, and you're like right here, and I'm straddled like this.
Oh, he was facing you.
Is that right?
Wait, say into the microphone.
So,
was he facing you?
Yes.
So you're sitting.
I get it now.
Right? So the whole train is facing the same direction, except for this one seat.
Facing you.
Facing back.
And his legs are on either side of you like this.
All right, now wait a minute.
Yes.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yes!
That's insane.
Hold on. Let me just throw this out there. Now, I'm not trying to be a contrarian.
Yes.
No, I'm not. I'm not trying to be. But do you think he was being courteous and saying, I don't want to push your legs out of the way. I'm going to straddle your legs. I'm even saying this is
straddling a stranger, Bill, is never a good thing.
I
would have not sat down.
I have done this commute for a year. I have never seen a third person squeeze in there. I'm sure it was only because I was a girl. He was like, she'll move.
Right.
You may be right. Why is there no courtesy left
chivalry? Was enormous.
Like, why aren't guys just giving up
seats? Was he fat or like built?
He was like built. Like he wasn't like, but like either way, he was like a huge person.
How built was he?
Yeah.
I mean, he was like Jay Black built.
I'll tell you how built he was because I was so uncomfortable. I was like, do I say something? Because this is like totally inappropriate. Right. Like my legs are right up between him and he like put his like bag down in between, like his like messenger bag.
Right.
Like it made it better. It did not make it better.
Didn't make it better.
He was right on top of me. So I started Snapchatting it like a child.
That's not a child. No, I think that's appropriate.
Well, that's
response.
Like a millennial.
Yeah. I was like, maybe this will make him uncomfortable. But
like this? Like which way? Are you holding the camera so you got him in his face?
Well, I have my purse on my lap and I put my phone on top of my purse. And at first I was like being discreet about it. But then I just started like going like this and then zooming in on his like hands right next to my thighs, which was like totally awkward. And I then like back up to his face. And then I went over and did another one with like, oh, the Three Musketeers. Because he already squished in next to the other guy. I was like catty corner.
I'm surprised the other guys didn't be like, hey, man, that's like,
this is inappropriate.
This is weird. Yeah. Don't do this. Why would you do
you
this?
You saw my point, though. If he just separated his legs, because if he had kept them together, was he going to push you out of the way?
I would have preferred him to have kept them together, honestly.
If you pushed together, he could have gone one way, she could have gone the other.
Yeah.
And then
that would have been more appropriate.
100%.
Yeah.
Rather than my legs up between his legs.
That's awkward.
No, this guy.
Only because the seats are so close together, too. Like, your knees are almost at the other seat.
You know what I realized in my Snapchat video? I was looking at his, like, precious four-year-old daughter that was, like, had his picture in the back of his, like, he had, like, one of those wallet cell phones. I was like, oh my God, this guy's a dad. Kid. Like,
how do you think that baby got made?
What if someone did this to your daughter? Like, he would never accept that.
He can't.
Right. Guys don't think that, how their actions, how they would feel if it was their daughter.
How about this?
Or their wife.
How would you feel if it was you? Like, just as a human being. Like, if I sat down in front of him and I was like, hey, excuse me, man, I'm just going to put my legs on either side.
Just kidding. Yeah.
All right. Next question. What was he? Was he American or was he foreigner? And the reason I say that, this is not to disparage foreigners, but the cultural differences.
In personal space.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was, Jody and I were in Rome and we're sitting on a fountain.
Yeah.
And we're hanging out. I'm having I don't know what I'm having. Maybe it was a cup of coffee.
Right.
Middle of the afternoon.
Right.
People sat down on either side of us. The entire fountain was open. And I'm like, why are you sitting right next to me?
By the way, it's probably a cup of rigatoni. Awful. That's what they drink.
It could have been a cup of rigatoni.
And they just
pasta, by the way.
Wow.
No, I'm drinking. No, I'm eating the chickpea pasta.
Yeah, you brought up the chickpea pasta.
Have you tried it yet?
Well, we talked about it on our last podcast. And there was a question asked that like kind of made me uncomfortable.
What?
If there's like a bean effect afterwards.
Oh, yeah, does it make you
fart? Oh, yeah, the bean effect.
I wasn't sure what she meant by that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God, is it happening? Like, I don't know what. Yeah. You didn't say what it was.
I forgot about that.
Bill,
was awkward.
You're cruising to lose your Italian card. Italy might be writing you a letter going, you can't have chickpea pasta. You can do it, but you can't be Italian. You got to stop.
You're not comfortable with people sitting too close to you on the fountain in Italy.
I had this experience in Costa Rica, too.
You don't eat the regular pasta.
I was in Costa Rica, and we went to Mass, and they literally fill the pews like one at a time, like you're stacking wood or something. Like you're like, I'm here, I'm going to sit next to you. Like, you go to an American Mass, and, like, we all sit as far apart from each other as possible. Well, you're annoyed. Like, why is someone sitting next to me?
Because no one's going to an American Mass.
Oh, stop.
Everyone lines up in the back.
They stand in the back.
No, right? I went on Sunday, and they were like, you can sit, because they're all lined. They're
but
all
you don't want to squeeze
the
in, right?
No, there was plenty. They were saying there was plenty of room, because everyone, like, staggered. But, yeah.
Do you know what I do now?
What?
We move to the middle.
That's
I box myself in. Because I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to wait.
Was that?
People go to church.
Both of us right here go to church.
I think you two, and that's about it.
You think we're,
it's even when I was going to church as a youth, there was a difference between like January church and Easter church.
Yeah. No, always.
There's always been that.
And by
absolutely.
The way, my Aunt Barbara, who I call Aunt Bebe, Aunt Bebe, goes to church literally every day. And I can tell you Tuesday church. By the way, I've told her a million times, God knows where you stand. You can cut it out now. Like you're done. God is already okay with where you're at.
Oh, I thought you were going to say where you stand. So there's parts where they go like, and with your spirit, or they stopped having everyone sit and stand. So it immediately identifies the people that haven't been to church in a year.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. That's great. Well, when they change the wording, you can tell too. People still saying it the old way.
Well, the other day, like everyone, like half of us sat where you normally sat, and then we were like, "Well, we haven't been in a month, so we missed that memo."
Oh, that's funny.
And like half of us did it. So
wait, that's funny.
Did God write a note for everybody? Like what happened?
See, you mock though. You mock.
I'm not mocking.
You're a little bit mocking.
I'm
a little bit
mocking.
Wait, it was Good Friday this Friday, right?
No.
It was just Lent.
Just Friday and Lent, right?
Yeah.
So no meat.
The place where we got married. They had a dinner.
Wait, like is that where you go to church? Is that your parish?
Yeah.
Now, see, Jay missed the church.
But so I'm talking about the venue.
Beautiful church.
Yeah, I know. There's so much to look at. Anyway, the venue that we got married in,
They
had a wine and cheese dinner, and they had, it was on a Friday, little notes that the priest has blessed this table, so you're fine to eat there.
Oh, that's funny.
So
I love that.
That's how you know you're Catholics.
They can give you dispensation on meat on certain Fridays.
Oh, really?
Like when St. Patrick's Day is on a Friday.
Yeah.
You can still eat corned
beef. That's what, yes.
See that?
That strikes me.
I love corned beef.
Here's what I'm going to say about all this. I believe that if God really wanted me to go to church, he would not have made me this way.
What? All right,
so this is on him. It's not on me.
All right.
Interesting.
Yeah, this is God's fault.
What's good about Jay, though, at least you don't cop out with, like, I'm spiritual, not religious.
No, I'm an agnostic.
I've never heard you say that.
I'm agnostic.
You're a comic.
I am.
And a good writer.
Here's all I'm going to say.
All that insanity flows out on the written word, and the pages just, I mean, like the latest thriller you just wrote.
I haven't read it yet.
I
appreciate that.
I was going to say, did you read it?
No, I didn't, but I will have read it. By the time I'm talking to all of you on this great Sunday afternoon, it's great.
So how was your review?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Leaving time for you to type your review.
Oh, forever. Right. That's it. Yeah. Oh, I will do. Here's what I thought about Jay's movie.
Here's what I'm picturing.
Wait, C-. We're pausing for me. Wait,
pause.
No, Jessica was right. We're pausing for
C minus.
And that's what I thought of the movie. So either there's going to be a review there, or it's going to be, sorry, I still haven't.
Or it's going to be, the movie company is dissolved. I mean, the Bill really disliked this.
Aw. Man, no, don't say that.
No, so.
Come on, we're working hard.
Two movies?
What do you mean?
Did you write two movies?
On the boat? Yeah. I wrote two.
Okay.
I wrote.
What was the second one?
Something Borrowed. I finished it. I was on page 50 when I got there.
Did you email that?
I did. It's in Slack. I sent it to Slack.
Yeah. I'm off Slack.
Yeah.
We set up Slack. It's this new app.
And you were
probably
like,
not new.
I'll use like more. So more emails for me to not read.
Thank you. That's exactly what happened. And then they're like, it's in Slack. I'm like, well, if it's in Slack, why don't you text me and let me know it's in Slack?
Right.
And then I decided to quit Slack.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
you,
I quit
and
Slack.
And not tell us?
Yeah, that's it's been like 3 weeks. I stopped responding.
This is awkward.
It's all about text.
Yeah. You know what, Bill? I actually just take a photo of it and FedEx it to you. That seems to be the best way to get anything to you is I have a delivery man come and sing it to you. I have a singing telegram.
Singing telegram.
Nice.
You know, Bill, you know what? Great. I would love that. Someone should send me a singing telegram for my birthday.
Bill, rhyme?
The script is finished. Come on and read it.
Do people still do singing telegrams?
Decided you didn't need it.
Pretty good.
That's improv, everybody.
Yay,
I'm available
improv.
For Christmas parties. Come on in.
I don't know. I don't know what I was going to say. We had a whole topic planned.
Oh, you were going to talk about replacing me?
Oh, the manspreading. Well, the
manspreading.
Oh, we decided with mansplaining. Jay-splains.
I Jay-splain.
Oh, yeah.
He Jay-splains.
What Bill's trying to say, everybody, is that I don't just jump in and speak for women. I jump in and speak for everybody. I'm an equal opportunity explainer.
How would you explain the SEPTA manspreader?
What would I say to him? Or how would I would say, I think that you would not have done this with any other person except an attractive woman. I know what's going on here. So why don't you, instead of making this girl feel uncomfortable, man up and say, excuse me, I find you attractive. Can I have your phone number? And then you would say, I'm married. And he would go, oh, okay. And now I don't have to put my thighs on you. I think that would have been the proper adult way to do something.
I think he just wanted to sit. And now, didn't care too much about my feelings.
That.
He
just
wanted to be comfortable.
No, Bill, you know that there was a part of him, like you said, if it were a 96-year-old fat Ukrainian woman, I don't think necessarily he'd be like, I'm really excited to put my thighs on this person.
For a year, I've never seen people triple up in that seat.
Yeah.
That's the big issue.
I've watched
for a year. It's a four-seater made for like 4 10-year-olds.
And on like the subways, people will just like put arms on either end of each other and like squeeze in there. And it's like, there's no personal space, but
when
that's
standing.
Fine. But on this type of commuter rail, there is personal space. Like, sit in a chair.
And he didn't respect it, I think, because Jessica. I don't think it was because he doesn't respect personal space. I think it was like, I'm going to invade personal space as an alpha move in some dumb part of his
brain.
But
you think it was he was hitting on her.
I think it was like,
he was looking for an entrance to start a conversation.
I think that if
that is our alarm.
All right.
I just want to say,
I think
it started with, I want to sit and I'm going to, if he had a choice of 6 people to do this to, I think it was Jessica
that
he chose.
Do you want to?
Just random.
Do you want to wrap it up and then we can continue recording if you have time? And that way you can say goodbye to Facebook because everyone's leaving.
I have a meeting with Anne at 10:45.
Okay.
And now it's 10:50.
Wow, you got to go.
Yeah.
Okay. I got to get to the gym,
let's wrap
bro.
Up. So a couple things. So follow Jessica on Twitter at ChasingJessNut. Follow me at Bill Spadia. Find Jay somewhere.
www.jsplain.net. I will tell you what you're thinking. Come on in.
Oh, also go to nj1015.com on my show page. It's nj1015.com/Bill Spadia. There's a link. There's a picture of me on stage. You can find all the events that we've got coming up. So we've got a lot of events
coming up.
April
12th
and 13th at Catch a Rising Star.
Catch a Rising Star.
Jessica's not going to be there.
I will be in
Bali. It's the first event you're missing.
I'll be in Bali.
Bali.
And for an extra $10, you can come and I'll put my legs on either side of you.
We'll leave it right there. See you soon. We have a couple new sponsors in 2018. Rob Dukansky of RE/MAX First Advantage. You can reach him at 855-350-1015 or online at robsellsnj.com. True story, Rob sold my house in 3 days. I spent a lot of time in real estate. I'm a licensed broker in a few states, and I can tell you, Rob Dukansky is the best. We're happy to have him on board, Speaking Millennial. Our other big sponsor for 2018, CSI Group. The CSI Group, you can reach them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS or CSICPA.com. This is a family business, but they've got locations all over New York and New Jersey. And I'm going to tell you, taxes are too complicated to go it alone. Don't think that you're going to go online and just plug and play and get it done. You don't want to have a letter from the IRS a couple years after you file your taxes and find out you made a big mistake. And the CSI Group will give you a free consultation. So all you got to do is call them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS and they will help you out. Remember, you don't know what you don't know. I'm happy to talk about one of our sponsors, great sponsor, good friend, Vinny Brand, owns the Stress Factory in New Brunswick. The website is stressfactory.com. Vinny Brand runs one of the great comedy clubs, honestly, in the country. Not only does he have A-list comics coming in almost every single week, but the show is great. The food is fantastic. The staff, the service, there's parking right next door. If you've not discovered the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, you've got to get there. Go to stressfactory.com and buy your tickets. It's a great night out, reasonable cost, absolutely hilarious entertainment, great food and hospitality. Stressfactory.com.
Looking for a car, new or used? This is Jay Black to tell you there's no better destination than our friends at the Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, located on Route 202 and 31 in Flemington and at Flemington.com. Here you will find 16 automotive brands, plus over 500 available certified pre-owned vehicles to fit every budget. You'll get the financing, the trade-in value, and the credit you need, and dependable vehicle service maintenance that delivers peace of mind. Choose from Ford, Lincoln, Audi, Volkswagen, Porsche, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Infiniti, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, BMW, and Subaru. Shop them all, knowing every Flemington Car and Truck Country location has earned the coveted dealer-rated customer satisfaction award for 2017 based on your reviews. The Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, an honest, straightforward organization that has been satisfying customers for over 40 years. Family, independent, not corporate. Visit any of their 8 dealership locations on routes 202 and 31 in Flemington or at Flemington.com. There's a lot of really cool stuff about our new sponsor, Tito's Handmade Vodka. And I could tell you about all of it. I could tell you how great it tastes. I could tell you how it's the best way to relax after a hard day. I could tell you that it's distilled from corn, so it's gluten-free. I could tell you that it's made right here in America, in Texas. And not just Texas, the best part of Texas, Austin. It's the best part of Texas. I tell you the thing I love most about Tito's Handmade Vodka. They use old-fashioned pot stills and they taste test every batch. It's the same way that they make fine single malt scotches and high-end French cognac. Why is this amazing? Well, it's amazing because, as John F. Kennedy said, we don't go to the moon because it's easy. We go to the moon because it's hard. And this is a harder way to make vodka, but it makes for better vodka. That's why it's handmade vodka, and that's why you got to go out and get Tito's Handmade Vodka right now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.